All right, get ready, because today we're going to really dig into LinkedIn.
Ooh, LinkedIn.
Yeah, specifically how to make it work for you in 2025.
Okay.
And we're going to be looking at a really interesting episode of the podcast, Mastering Modern Selling.
Okay.
With sales experts Carson and Brandon.
I've heard of that one.
Oh, it's a good one. And, you know, they really hit on something that we all struggle with, right? Like, we feel this pressure to really step up our LinkedIn game.
Yeah.
Where do we even start?
Right.
So,
too much advice out there.
Yeah, too much advice. And these guys, they cut through all that noise and give us some really solid advice.
I like it.
They even suggest that we should be thinking about LinkedIn like a 247 coffee shop.
A 247 coffee shop. I like that analogy.
Yeah, no, it's
well, interesting.
It's really clever. And it stuck with me too, because what's so smart about it is that it emphasizes building real relationships instead of just blasting out sales pitches. You know?
Right, right. You're not just
like, think about it. Would you walk into a coffee shop and just immediately try to sell something to the first person you see?
No, definitely not. I mean, you'd probably start up a conversation, you know, you'd find some common ground, maybe offer to buy them a coffee.
Right.
It's about making a connection first.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's exactly how Carson and Brandon say we should be approaching LinkedIn.
Okay, interesting.
And they have this phrase,
right.
They call it ringing the bell.
Ringing the bell, okay.
On thought leaders that your ideal clients are already following.
Okay.
So you're basically engaging meaningfully with their content.
Okay.
Maybe leaving a thoughtful comment, sharing your own insights, and offering to connect.
So instead of just scrolling through LinkedIn, you're actually, you know, you're participating, you're putting yourself out there.
Yes.
Okay.
You're getting on the radar of people who could be really valuable connections for you.
I like it. It's subtle, but it's effective.
It is,
yes.
Right. And it's a way to show your expertise and build that rapport without being pushy.
Yeah, you don't want to be that salesperson.
Nobody wants to be that salesperson.
Yeah.
And, you know, it made me think about that story that Brandon shared about the Microsoft partner.
Oh, yeah. What about that?
Who reached out to him because he was so impressed by Brandon's comments on a thought leader's post.
Wow. So it really does work.
It does, right. It's like ringing the bell can really lead to these amazing opportunities.
Unexpected.
Yeah, totally unexpected.
Yeah.
But I got to admit, sometimes I struggle with, like, what does meaningful engagement actually look like?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I don't want to just be leaving these generic comments.
Right.
Or even worse, using, you know, one of those AI-generated responses that sound totally robotic.
Nobody wants that. No, you got to be genuine.
So you got to be genuine, right.
Yeah.
And luckily, Carson and Brandon addressed that too.
Okay.
They really emphasized that it's all about quality over quantity.
Okay.
So instead of just, you know, throwing out a great post on every single thing you see,
right.
Focus on really adding value to the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Share a relevant experience. Ask a thought-provoking question or offer a different perspective.
Yeah, give them something to think about.
Yeah. It's like you're not just trying to be seen.
Right.
You're trying to actually contribute something.
I like that a lot.
And I think this leads perfectly into another thing that people get tripped up on.
Okay, what's that?
Authenticity.
Ooh, authenticity. That's a tough one.
I know, right? It's like a lot of people feel this pressure to be super real online.
Yeah.
But then they're worried about oversharing or, you know, sounding unprofessional.
You got to find that balance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a tricky balance. And I love how Carson and Brandon reframed authenticity.
Oh, how'd they do that?
They basically said, it's not about spilling your deepest secrets on LinkedIn.
Okay.
It's about being genuine and relatable, but within appropriate boundaries.
Yeah. You get to choose what you're comfortable sharing.
Wow.
You don't have to share everything.
You don't have to share your whole life story.
Definitely not, no.
And Brandon had this great suggestion.
Okay.
He said to think about it strategically.
Oh.
So, like, what personal topics are you actually comfortable discussing professionally?
I like that. So give me an example.
Maybe it's your passion for fitness or your experience as a working parent.
Right.
Or even like overcoming a professional challenge.
Yeah, things that people can relate to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's these personal touches that can really help you connect with people on a human level.
Mm.
It shows that you're not just a faceless profile.
Right.
You're a real person with interests and experiences and even, you know, vulnerabilities.
That makes you more approachable.
Way more approachable.
Yeah.
And that can make potential clients or collaborators way more receptive to connecting with you.
It makes sense. People want to work with people they like and trust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, Carson actually shared that his post about reaching a fitness goal got way more engagement than some of his strictly professional content.
Really? So people really do respond to that.
They do.
That human element.
Yeah, they connect with those real human experiences.
Yeah.
Even on a platform like LinkedIn.
That's really interesting. And it makes me think about what Carson and Brandon were talking about with the power of humanity content.
Yes.
To build your brand.
Yes.
And make you more memorable.
That's what we're going to dig into next.
I'm excited to hear more about this humanity content.
It's good stuff. All right, so.
Get into it.
Let's dive in.
So they were saying that we should be weaving personal anecdotes or stories, you know, even insights into our professional content.
Okay.
It's all about letting your personality shine through.
Nice.
Showing your values, your passions.
Okay, so like instead of just posting about my latest project, I could also share a quick story about how my love for hiking, you know, helps me stay creative.
Exactly.
Or how volunteering taught me valuable leadership skills.
That's perfect. Those are great examples.
Okay, good.
And it doesn't have to be something super profound or, you know, earth-shattering. Yeah. Sometimes it's just those simple observations about your day-to-day life that can be incredibly relatable and really spark a conversation.
So kind of like Carson's example of posting a picture of his messy desk before a big presentation.
Exactly. He talked about how he was feeling super stressed and overwhelmed, but, you know, he psyched himself up and got the job done. And so many people resonated with that because we've all been there, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's those shared experiences that make us human.
Right.
And it helps us connect with each other, even in a professional setting like LinkedIn.
I love that. So true. Now, I want to switch gears a bit and talk about something that I know a lot of people have mixed feelings about.
Okay, what's that?
Automation.
Ooh, yeah, automation.
Some people love it. Some people think it's impersonal.
Yeah.
Even a bit shady.
I can see that.
What was Carson and Brandon's take on automation?
It's interesting because Brandon actually admitted that he used to be totally against automation. Yeah, he thought it was all about sending out spammy messages and trying to game the system.
Hmm.
But then he realized it could be a really powerful tool when it's used ethically and strategically.
So it's not about replacing human connection.
Right.
It's more about enhancing it.
Exactly. And they give some really cool examples of how they use automation in their own businesses.
Okay. Like what?
For instance, Carson uses a tool called Octopus CRM.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of that one.
To send targeted connection requests and event invitations.
Okay.
He basically sets up specific criteria like industry, job title, or interests.
So it helps him really narrow down.
Yeah. And the tool helps him identify and connect with the most relevant people.
So he's not just sending out generic connection requests to everyone.
Right. He's being much more strategic and personalized in his approach.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And Brandon shared that he uses automation to send personalized show invites to CEOs.
Whoa, to CEOs.
Yeah. He uses a tool to gather information about the CEO's company and industry, and then he crafts a custom invitation that speaks directly to their interests and their challenges.
That's really impressive. It sounds like a lot of work.
It does, but I bet it pays off.
I bet it does.
In terms of getting those high-level connections.
And, you know, I think the key takeaway there is that both Carson and Brandon really stressed the importance of personalizing those messages.
Yeah, you always want to make sure that you're adding value to whoever's receiving it.
It's not just setting it and forgetting it.
No, definitely not.
It's about using automation to make your outreach more targeted and effective.
Exactly. And that actually brings us to another important point they emphasize.
Okay, what's that?
A deep understanding of your ideal customer profile.
Oh, your ICP.
Or your ICP.
I've heard that term thrown around so much.
Yeah.
But I'm not always sure what it means in practice.
Right. So they basically said that your ICP is like a super detailed description of your perfect customer. And it goes way beyond just basic demographics.
Yeah, like age and location.
Exactly. Yeah. It dives into things like their psychographics, their pain points, their goals, their motivations, even their fears and aspirations.
So it's really painting a picture.
Yeah, a really detailed picture of who you're trying to reach so you can tailor your content and your messaging to really resonate with them.
I see, yeah.
And Carson and Brandon both shared how they regularly revisit and refine their ICP messaging to make sure it's still hitting the mark with their target audience.
That's smart because your ideal customer could change over time, right?
Exactly. Your messaging needs to adapt as well.
You know, that makes me think about what Brandon said about how a renewed focus on ICP messaging was a big factor in his recent pipeline growth.
Yeah. It just shows you how powerful it can be.
It really does. And, you know, one of the most insightful things that Carson shared was that he analyzes why customers didn't want to talk to him.
Wait, what? Like, he studied the people who rejected him.
Yeah. He actually took the time to understand their objections and their hesitations and their concerns.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
And by addressing those points directly in his messaging, he was able to overcome those objections and convert more prospects into clients.
So he turned rejection into a learning opportunity.
Exactly. And it just shows the importance of constantly refining your approach and, you know, being willing to adapt your strategies based on feedback, even if it's a no.
I love that. Always be learning.
Always be learning. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've talked about treating LinkedIn like a 247 coffee shop.
Right.
Ringing the bell on thought leaders
mm-hmm.
and even weaving in that human content.
Yeah.
But with all these strategies, how do we actually make this work in real life?
Yeah, it can feel overwhelming.
It does. It feels like a lot to juggle.
Right. It's a lot to take in. And I think that's where it's really important to pull it all together.
Right.
Carson and Brandon didn't just give us all these cool concepts. Yeah. They actually gave us some really practical advice.
Okay, so hit me with the top things we should be focusing on.
Okay, so first and foremost, they really emphasize that mindset shift about LinkedIn.
Okay.
It's not just a place to post your resume mm-hmm. or look for jobs.
Yeah.
It's a powerful platform for building relationships
okay.
and positioning yourself as a thought leader.
So less about broadcasting and more about genuine connection.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I think a big part of that is really understanding your ideal customer profile, like mm-hmm. we were just talking about. You need to know who you're trying to reach, what their pain points are, mm-hmm. and what kind of content they're looking for.
And once you have that clarity, you can start crafting those targeted messages.
Exactly.
And that content that really resonates.
Yeah, it all comes back to that ICP.
And don't forget about blending in those personal stories.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Carson's example of his fitness journey?
Yeah, that was a good one.
That kind of relatable content can really help you stand out.
It makes you more human.
And seem less like a corporate robot.
Right, exactly. And speaking of robots, what about automation?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
We talked about how it can be valuable,
mm-hmm.
but where do we draw the line?
Well, both Carson and Brandon really stressed that automation should always be used ethically and strategically.
Mm-hmm.
It's about enhancing your efforts, not replacing that human touch.
Okay.
So if you are using a tool to send out those connection requests,
right.
make sure you are personalizing each message
okay.
and explaining why you're reaching out.
Don't just rely on the generic templates.
No, definitely not. Take the time to make it personal.
And that goes for any other automation you're using.
Right.
Make sure it's adding value and not just spamming their inbox.
Exactly.
This has been so insightful. I'm like ready to revamp my whole LinkedIn strategy now.
Me too. But remember, you don't have to do everything at once.
Right, yeah.
Start with one small change.
Sure.
Maybe it's ringing the bell on a few thought leaders or just adding a personal touch to your next post. See how it goes and then build from there.
It's about progress, not perfection.
Exactly.
That's great advice. And, you know, the beauty of LinkedIn.
What is it?
Is that it's always changing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So the more you experiment,
mm-hmm.
the more you'll learn what works best for you.
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into LinkedIn,
mm-hmm.
what's the one thing you really want our listeners to take away from all of this?
You know, I think the most important takeaway is that LinkedIn can be such a powerful tool
okay.
for building real, authentic connections mm. and reaching your professional goals.
Mm.
But it does take effort and strategy
right.
and a willingness to experiment.
It does. And a little humanity goes a long way.
Absolutely. Mm. So get out there, connect people, share your story, and watch your network grow.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into LinkedIn. We'll see you next time.